This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's now emerged that a contractor with the National Security Agency was arrested in August, accused of taking super-secret computer code that's designed to help the U.S. hack into foreign government computer networks. 51-year-old Harold Martin worked for Booz Allen Hamilton, the same private consulting company that had employed the hacker of the century, Edward Snowden. This is raising questions about how much access contractors should have, Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Will this latest incident cause the government to rely on private contractors less?
I don't expect it to stop, although episodes like this will always bring criticism down on the agencies for doing it.
Gordon Adams is a fellow at the Stimson Center. He says contractors are ingrained.
They have become the right hand of the intelligence labor force over the past decade.
And contractors are seen as more affordable in many cases. Scott Amy with the Project on Government Oversight says it may be time to question that.
There has not been a study to take a look at whether we're getting bang for the buck when we outsource work to contractors, and I think there needs to be one.
As for security improvements, James Lewis of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the NSA put in a lot of protocols 3 years ago, things like locking out computers and alerts when something gets downloaded.
The measures put in place after Snowden were supposed to catch things like this. Maybe they worked.
After all, Harold Martin was caught. In the meantime, Lewis says scrutiny will likely go towards improving vetting and keeping tabs on those who gain top secret access. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.